A neuroscientist walks into the woods with a handful of psilocybin mushrooms and emerges 6 hours later, convinced that everything he believed about consciousness was incomplete. This isn't the setup for a joke. It's the intellectual transformation that reshaped Christof Koch's understanding of what it means to be aware. After decades mapping neural circuits and hunting for consciousness in the firing patterns of neurons, Koch discovered something unsettling. The very self doing the searching could vanish entirely, leaving behind pure awareness without an I to claim it. What happens when the scientist becomes the experiment, when the observer dissolves into what's being observed? This journey from Catholic altar boy to materialist neuroscientist to someone who's experienced complete ego death mirrors our culture's evolving dance with consciousness itself. As artificial minds grow more sophisticated and psychedelic therapy enters mainstream medicine, we're forced to confront an ancient question with new urgency. What actually makes us conscious? At some point between conception and your second birthday, something extraordinary happened. You became someone. Not just a collection of cells responding to stimuli, but a subject with an inner world, a stream of sensations and feelings that belong to you alone. But pinpointing this transition is maddeningly difficult. A 14-week fetus will recoil from a needle, but does it feel pain or merely react, like your hand jerking away from a hot stove while you're still asleep? The difference matters profoundly, not just philosophically, but ethically. The evidence suggests consciousness emerges gradually, not in a single moment, but through a slow brightening. Before 30 weeks, the neural wiring needed to transform mere signals into felt experiences simply doesn't exist. The fetus responds but doesn't experience it, lives on the unconscious side of what might be called the great divide of being. Even after birth, awareness unfolds in stages. Newborns attend to faces within weeks, demonstrating basic sensory consciousness. But self-awareness, that inner voice that narrates your life, takes years to develop, growing richer as you accumulate relationships, heartbreaks, and moments of transcendence. Your conscious life contains multitudes of colors, sounds, hunger, anxiety, that internal monologue. Color exists because three light-sensitive molecules convert wavelengths into subjective hues found nowhere in physics. Taste reduces chemical complexity into five basic flavors. Beyond external senses lies imagination and interoception, your body's internal state. Then there's the inner voice, that relentless commentator, judging, planning, worrying. This self-awareness enables metaconsciousness, thinking about thinking. But emotions operate differently. While perceptions fade quickly through sensory adaptation, emotions ebb and flow slowly, carrying valence they feel good or bad, pulling you toward or away. Remember that 2015 dress? Some saw white and gold, others blue and black, because color isn't a property of objects. It's a mental construction. We experience our brain's best guess about reality. Each of us lives inside a perception box, an invisible filter through which all experience passes. Oliver Sacks couldn't recognize faces, leading him to withdraw socially. We naively assume others perceive as we do. In truth, over 8 billion distinct realities exist on this planet, each constructed through unconscious inference, what neuroscientists call predictive processing. Consider hunger, that gnawing sensation in your belly. It has no dimensions or weight, yet you know it with absolute certainty. This paradox has puzzled philosophers for millennia. How does something without physical properties emerge from biological matter? Descartes proposed two separate substances, physical and mental, but this creates an insurmountable problem. How does ethereal thought impose its will on physical matter? Modern physicalism claims everything reduces to physical quantities, arguing mental states are identical to brain states. But this makes consciousness superfluous, even illusory. Why would certain computations generate subjectivity while others remain dark? What if we've been approaching consciousness backward? Integrated information theory, IIT, developed by neuroscientist Giulio Tononi, starts with consciousness itself. The one thing we know with absolute certainty exists. IIT identifies five undeniable truths about every conscious experience. Experiences exist intrinsically. Each is specific. Experiences are unified, definite and structured with distinguishable parts and relationship. The theory then asks, what physical properties must a system possess to generate such experiences? The answer centers on integrated information, measured by PEI. A system has consciousness to the extent it has cause-effect power upon itself that cannot be reduced to independent parts. Your brain's billions of neurons form a tightly integrated web where each element influences countless others through reverberating feedback loops, creating high, substantial integrated information corresponding to rich conscious experience. For millennia, humans located the soul in the heart. Ancient Egyptians discarded brains during mummification, and Aristotle considered the brain merely a cooling unit. Understanding shifted only in the late 17th century. Surprisingly, many brain regions aren't necessary for consciousness. The spinal cord's 200 million neurons enable movement, but severed spinal cords leave awareness intact. The cerebellum's 69 billion neurons coordinate movement, yet people born without it retain consciousness. Consciousness appears to reside in the neocortex, particularly the posterior hot zone, including temporal, parietal, and occipital regions. These areas generate subjective experiences of sight, sound, and touch. Damage here produces profound alterations. Patients may become blind on one side, yet deny anything is wrong, a condition called anosognosia. There's no perceived blank space. The missing region simply doesn't exist for them. The cerebellum, despite containing four times more neurons than the rest of your brain, generates virtually no consciousness because its modular architecture lacks integration. Researchers created a promising technique. They stimulate the brain with magnetic pulses and measure the complexity of resulting electrical echoes. High complexity indicates consciousness. Low complexity suggests its absence. This technology is now entering clinical evaluation, guiding critical treatment decisions about life support. Most of us live on autopilot until something fundamentally resets our trajectory, a moment when the self dissolves and we glimpse something vast and ineffable. Religious and mystical experiences carry what William James called a noetic quality, profound knowing beyond intellectual understanding. From Blaise Pascal's divine encounter to astronauts experiencing the overview effect, these moments bring feelings of cosmic unity with miraculous power to change deeply ingrained patterns. Jane Goodall described merging with the spirit power of life itself in Gombe's forest, a dissolution of boundaries between self and world. Psychedelics offer a more accessible route to such states. At lower doses, they enhance sensory perception and induce gratitude. At higher doses, they strip away ego, agency, memory, body, space, and time-leaving consciousness in pure experience without a subject claiming it. Near-death experiences produce remarkably similar phenomenology. Bright light, leaving the body, meeting spiritual beings. Both reveal that self-experience and bodily sensation are optional for consciousness. These transformative experiences offer profound therapeutic potential. Psychedelics can produce lasting improvements after just one or two guided sessions by destabilizing rigid brain patterns and opening windows of neuroplasticity, potentially offering relief to millions trapped in cycles of depression, addiction, and despair. Imagine mapping every neuron in your brain and simulating it on a computer. This digital twin could pass any test and claim consciousness convincingly. But would anyone actually be home? According to integrated information theory, the answer is no. Digital computers have vanishingly low connectivity transistors, connect to only three or four others, while pyramidal neurons connect to up to 100,000 others. This massive difference means computers have virtually no integrated information, mere ontological dust. A brain simulation could functionally replicate everything you do while experiencing absolutely nothing. Modern AI systems now match or exceed humans in virtually every intellectual task. They might easily pass the Turing test and claim consciousness if their guardrails were removed. But this would be mere imitation, as hollow as a parrot reciting Shakespeare. The existential threats from AI come not from the technology itself, which cannot make true choices or possess moral agency, but from humans wielding it for power. Like the asteroid that extinguished the dinosaurs, AI follows deterministic paths without conscious intention. Unless we shift to radically different computational paradigms with neocortical-like connectivity, consciousness will remain exclusively organic. When machines eventually replace us, the universe will lose its audience, leaving behind furious action without freedom, without soul, without anyone there to witness the performance. Vast territories of our minds remain inaccessible despite lifetimes of consciousness. Your awareness flits between experiences like a hummingbird, though we moderns rarely let it wander, reaching for phones at the first hint of idleness. Your brain constantly generates hypotheses about reality, then checks predictions against incoming data. Visual illusions reveal this. In the lilac chaser illusion, viewers see moving objects that don't exist while stationary ones disappear. You're not passively receiving reality, you're actively creating it. This explains the placebo effect's power. In depression trials, 4/5 of the response to SSRI antidepressants can be duplicated by sugar pills. Your beliefs literally reshape your experienced reality. Integrated information theory leads to surprising conclusions. Digital computers, with transistors connected to only 3 or 4 others, possess vanishingly little integrated information compared to cortical neurons connecting to up to 100,000 others. A computer simulation of a brain might behave identically to a human, but experience nothing an intelligent zombie. All function without feeling. Whether consciousness remains exclusively organic or spreads to new substrates will determine whether the cosmos retains its audience.